Mark Bernstein, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Big Jim, how are you? Great to be on your show. Thanks for having me. I appreciate
thank you.
It.
We're so excited to have you, and thank you so much for teaming up with Big B Coffee. This is awesome what you're doing.
Thanks, guys. Aaron, I should let you know, this morning I took the personality quiz to see who would be my best friend on the show. And Aaron, you were the person that came up, and then I changed three answers, and then it was Tito.
So okay. Basically, you get to hang out with me and my chihuahua.
There you go. Yeah.
We're good company.
That's awesome.
I changed the color from blue to yellow, and I changed the band music from Allman Brothers to the Band. And there's one other thing I changed. I can't remember what it was. And then that's
two legs to four. That would be another thing, Mark. Yeah.
No, I think like one of my go-to shows is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
Yeah, and Tito likes to watch Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Well, yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny. That's really
oh my God. That is so awesome.
You're awesome, Mark. That's fantastic. So now, hey, for folks that are getting the coffee, free brewed coffee to healthcare workers and first responders, that's going on through the 17th, right?
It is, yeah. We've been doing it basically from the very beginning of the governor's executive orders all the way to the end. So,
why is this so important to you? I know you do a lot of philanthropy. I know you're involved with a lot of organizations, but why is this particular thing so important to you, Mark?
Yeah, so we were just looking for a way to do a small thing that honored the folks who are right on the front lines, the healthcare workers, the nurses, doctors, hospital workers, police officers, firefighters, paramedics who are literally putting they do this every day, but in this moment, it's just become so clear the courage and the bravery and the sacrifice that these folks make. And so, you know, getting a cup of coffee in the morning or on the way home from work or while you're at work is always just kind of a small little part of a ritual, like listening to a morning show for a lot of people that means a ton. And so it was a small way to show our gratitude for these workers. We reached out to our now friends at Big B Coffee. We'd never worked with them before, but Mike and Bob, the co-founders, and then the local owner-operators at Big B Coffee, you know, they have about 300 locations across, mostly in Michigan, but all across the Midwest. And without even no contract, no handshake, we've never met them other than doing Zooms with them. We put this thing together in about a day, maybe 2 days,
wow.
And just started rolling on it.
See, that when something's right, that's how it works, right? I mean, when Mark, something we say on the show all the time, nobody can help everybody, but everybody can help someone, right?
And it's just a small thing. Yeah, but it means a lot to
sure
people.
Sure does.
We've served, or I shouldn't say we, the owner-operators, these folks across Michigan, across Southeast Michigan, but all over Michigan, have served, we estimate, probably between 25,000 and 30,000 cups of coffee during
wow.
this process. It's not a small thing, but it's not a big thing rather, but it just means a lot to folks who are just tired to the bone, who are leaving their families at home, who are bringing home some of the risk of the work that they do, who are themselves in a really tough spot. And it was just, one little thing we could kind of figure out to do, and we'll do many more things, but this was just a start in this.
No, you're 100% correct. My sister and her husband and my nephew, they all work in medical care. And my sister, you know, she'll put in these grueling nursing shifts, and she's like, you don't even know how bad I just want a damn iced coffee. And it does. It does make a big difference. But that's not the only thing you're doing. I know you've partnered with the Red Cross, which is something important to me because I have a rare blood type. And it's, you know, I know that the Red Cross is actually suffering with blood donations.
Yeah, the Red Cross is in a tough spot right now. You know, there is a need for a blood transfusion every 2 seconds in the United States. And that need hasn't gone down in any significant way, yet people are, for justifiable reasons, are concerned about going in to give blood. But rest assured that the Red Cross is doing everything they can right now to make blood donations safe. The social distancing I went and did it and saw for myself, but they need the blood. It is a way to literally save a life by doing also basically something that's pretty small. It's not too hard. You just go on their website, put some information in, show up later that day or the next day or two, and you literally can save a life. You're in and out in about 20-30 minutes.
And we
we're just trying to promote that too because it's so important right now.
We get all that info posted up on our website as well, WCSX.com, 1-800-CALL-SAM or BigBee.com for all the info. Mark, last question, at least on the side here. What's your takeaway from this? What did you learn from this?
You know, we've learned that relationships are accelerating right now. Like, people need help. We're all in this together. I know people say that and it's overused and kind of sounds trite at this point. But we're also developing connections with people remotely and virtually very rapidly in ways that we never would in the past. Like, I would have never been able to put together a project with Big B in a day, having never met them, or with the Red Cross in a day or less. And, you know, we shot these ads, for example, on our phone. So people are getting really creative. And there are some silver linings out there that are going to strengthen our culture, our community, and our state, and our lives when we get on the other side of this. So some important lessons to be learned all across this experience.
You're awesome. Mark Bernstein, we appreciate the time, everybody here at CSX and in Big Jim's house. You're awesome. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
And since you are my quarantine buddy, when this is all over, we can really hang out.
Sounds great.
Okay, they come by and pick up Tito, just leave you at home.
Oh, I know. You can take my dog anytime.
We've got a rescue dog in our house, so I got out of walking him this morning to do the radio show.
Mark, you're the best. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks, guys. Be well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.